Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Happy New Year to you. What a day, huh? What a day. This is why we're in Southern California. Air quality is perfect. The ocean is freezing. I was in it this morning. You know, I'm going to keep a diary this year. And I'm going to keep a diary because when I really kick back and look at it, all the things I do for my health are beyond comprehension. When I say that, I simply mean that I've been doing this so long, I don't even know all the things I do, all the unique things I do. I'll give you a perfect example. I got up this morning and I didn't feel good. You know, got out of school a couple of weeks ago. That's like getting out of prison for me. Feeling great, burning it at both ends as usual. And I was feeling a bit under the weather. And I'm like, I can't afford to get sick. So what did I do? What I did, and I almost didn't do it, is get to that ocean. Now, the ocean is freezing. It's cold now. It's under 60. It's got to be about 58, 57 degrees. Pretty intense surf. And I went. And I didn't want to go. I wasn't going to do it. But I went. And I dove in. And I froze. For the first minute or two. And then little by little by little. On the beach, in the sun. Pulling those tendons open, all those spaces, those places around the joints that I know how to get into, that I wish you knew how to get into. You don't know what I'm talking about. You think you do, but you don't. And I wish you did. Pulling my joints open, getting that infusion of heat into the joint, electrifying the body. Baking in the sun, the cold morning sun, and getting covered occasionally with cold salt water all over the body. I'm stretching on the beach, but so that the waves can come over me at a certain point. Not a lot of wave, but just enough to cover me, to freeze me down as the sun heats me up, to freeze me down as the sun heats me up, as I'm pulling my joints apart. And then just as I start to electrify, I'm using that word, there's a hawk above me singing a song. And as always, there's an animal out in the ocean, a seal. And I feel God. And then I stand up and dive into the ocean again. Now this time I dive and I go out. And I go out into risky places. Risky places like well over my head, I mean. You know, you got to watch the rip currents. You got to keep your eyes open. You don't want to cramp up. But remember, I wasn't going to go in. I wasn't going to go in because I felt a little vulnerable. And when you go in like that and you're too late, meaning you're coming down with something, you're going to sink that virus deeper into your bones, and you're going to get good and sick. So if I'm not here next week, you know I blew it, but I didn't blow it. No, I caught it right. You know why? Because in that water, the second time, in the risky phase, after the stretching, after the electrification, after the resurrection, I started to feel a mass perfusion of heat of warmth through my body, in my bone, even though I was in, I think the water temperature is 58 degrees today. Now that, my friends, is a class act. That is a class act. And I have a million of them like that. I'm putting all this down in the diary. It's my health practice. It's all the things I do. And I try to give people this. I'm still at a loss to understand mankind in the sense that most of the shows on health are about selling supplements. And this is beyond me. It's absolutely beyond me. Who are we as a species that we would put our focus on the sale of a deranged plant called an herb? And I mean deranged because unless it's out of the earth, grown in the sun, maybe dried, thrown into a tea form, it's half useless. But that's not my point. My point is there's a foundation for health that's about building a health practice. 2020 has to be your year to build an effective health practice. Swallow all the herbs in the kingdom. Sometimes they work. Have fun. But don't let it substitute for a health practice. Do something radical for 2020. My gifts to you this year, I'm going back to the one-hour show. I'm going to do a half an hour on air, and then off air, I'm going to do another half an hour. And when you get to the website, straighttalk.cc, we'll go an hour. In other words, a total show. Half on air, half off air. I've got the time now. I'm out of school for at least a year. No more crucifixion. School is crucifixion, for me at any rate. Especially today. I'm old school. I studied with the Jesuits. These guys learn the way Hemingway wrote novels. You know, a pencil, a paper, and a tree in southern France. That was the Jesuit model. You know, real intellect. We don't have that anymore today. We've killed the intellect. Some of you know what I'm talking about. And we can thank this almighty computer. It's really true. You parents out there, grandparents, whoever you are, when you see your 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds on these keyboards, and that's what we call learning, it's destroying their minds. It's training them to be automatons. I had no idea how deep this filthy undercurrent has gone into education. No idea. I thought it was just about, you don't know how to use the computer, you can't pass your classes anymore. And once you learn it, then you catch up. And that's what I thought it was. It has nothing to do with that. What we call knowledge today is about our ability to memorize a sequence of rules. And the faster we can memorize that sequence of rules and spit out something on the other side of the equal sign, the more we're rewarded. We're just taskmasters. We've been reduced from the full pendulum of intellect to being taskmasters. And we're using the medium of the computer to become the computer. The computer's a robot. The computer's just a dumb animal. And it has a reciprocal effect. You really have to understand this because you're part of it. And if you don't see that you're part of it, then you're in the matrix, which is where you are. Sounds corny. Sounds a little bit sensational. Doesn't sound like reality. I think not, my friends. You just take a look. You just take a look around you and ask yourself if it feels different, if it feels less real, if it feels like there's more plastic in it. A lot of plastic in it, in people, even in their bodies. And so what are you going to bring to it for 2020? What you're going to bring to it is a more radical approach to your health. Within 2 weeks, the second thing I'm doing, I'm coming out with a new website. It's radicalhealth.com. All the things you can do. You can take your pick. You can contour it for yourself the way you want. But you got to develop specific to you, specific to your logistics, specific to your commitment, specific to, well, whatever your scenario is. You got to develop a health practice that's radical. Now, what do I mean by radical? All the stuff no one does. I have an ocean practice. Did you get up in the morning today and dive in 57 degrees of water? I wish it was 47. I'm going to go up the coast soon to Big Sur and get into that surf. I want it to freeze my bones. I want the cold water to make my bones frozen. Because I want to bring up what it takes to make my bones warm. It's called perfusing the bone marrow. You pump more blood into the marrow of the bone to build the red marrow to get rid of the yellow marrow. That's what health is. Health is growing the red marrow and getting rid of the yellow marrow. And as you age, to prove my point, what we do is we lose the red marrow and we grow the yellow. You can reverse that. You can slow down that faulty conversion. That's what an ocean practice is. An ocean practice, not a banya practice. An ocean practice. Freeze in the ocean and then heat up under the banya rocks. A cold pool? The cold pool you're looking for is out there in the ocean. Now that's radical. It works for me. It may not work for you. You may live out in Palm Desert. But I put on my show all these radical practices. Pick one that works for you. 2020's got to be the year for you. I'm also starting webinars for you guys that are out of state. I'm going to put together 20 people that want to get healthy. And I'm forming a health club. This is only for the out-of-state people. The rest of you should be coming to my school, where we teach it. You got to put health on the A list for 2020. You put it on the A list, but you don't think of it as a detour. You think of it as your creative journey, you see? You need more money? So you're going to go get an extra job to make more money. Or are you going to bring your energy level up to be more productive at the job you do? Which are you going to do? Which way are you going to improve your finances this year? Are you going to bring up your energy level so you're more efficient at what you do? So you have more energy to get more focused at what you do? Or are you going to work harder like a peasant slave and get the extra job? You see? Are you going to study longer hours or be more focused in the hours that you study? You get my point? How many of you almost got it done? Almost get the job done? How many times, you actresses out there, you musicians, construction workers, all of you, students, how many times do you almost get there? You almost get there, but you don't. Suppose there were two of you at the batter's plate. Suppose there were two of you. Suppose you brought your energy level up to the point where functionally there were two of you. Would you almost have crossed the finish line then? No, it would have been a shoe-in. You were to cross the finish line with energy to spare. Why aren't we thinking this way about our health? Why aren't we putting in enough time to our health to build an abundance of energy to cross the finish line with energy to spare? Why? See, that's what you got to ask yourself for 2020. I did it this last 2 years with academics. Academics are torture for me, absolute torture. I have to sit there and listen to people who don't understand a thing, committed without even knowing it to confusing people, to pushing them away from where the knowledge is in the very subject that they extol, that they purport to be masters of and haven't grasped the essence of themselves. It's torture. I hate school. I hate it. But I love knowledge. And it just so happens that that's where you go to get the knowledge. And you can say you can do it on your own out of the book, but you see, there's technology, especially in science. You need the technologies. You need machines, equipment. Things that cost tens of thousands of hundreds, even millions of dollars. And so you gotta become part of it, even if it's torture. The cost is enormous, but the benefit is much bigger. But it tests you. And if you don't look at it the way I'm suggesting you look at it, you don't cross the finish line. I crossed the finish line, believe me. Highest grades, summa cum laude, 40 years older than the students in my class, and still burying them. Old enough to be not their father, but their grandfather. How about that? How about grandpa beats you to the finish line? Oh my God, I get nauseous just saying it, but it's the truth. Grandpa beats grandson to the finish line. Oh, yeah, I have an advantage. I wasn't weaned on soy milk. I didn't spend my pubescent years on a computer. What are we doing? What are we doing? And we're doing it. We're doing it. Almost the point of no return. We've almost lit a bonfire. Almost lit a bonfire to the ecosystem. But not yet. Not yet. That's why I'm optimistic for 2020. So we're going to start a webinar. I want 20 people that want to move the health ball. Really move it. You know, I said this with my classes, and a lot of my classes, a lot of people just love the entertainment. They're health devotees, and they just want to observe. I'm looking for 20 people that want to get rid of what ails them. And I'm on the out-of-state journey now. We got people in the Middle East. We got people in Europe. We got people in Indonesia. I want a world community of people that get this. You got to get it. You got to get that health is about building a radical health practice. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I've got 400-something shows. And where do you start? You start anywhere. That's the joy of it. Where do you start? Start anywhere that feels good. Start anywhere that feels good and just build out from there. It's not complicated. You just got to kill your mind. You got to get that big, fat, stupid mind out of the way. Your dumb intellect. Your dumb, dumb, dumb intellect. You got to get it out of the way because it's in the way. You want to find out where the enemy is? Go no further than that big, fat brain of yours. You got a problem? You're going to research it. You're going to sit down and strategize. You are already dead. It's the senses. It's sensory intelligence. What we've done in the modern techno world is destroy the senses. People don't taste, they don't smell, they don't hear, they don't see, they don't touch. They don't. It's ridiculous. The show I just did on You Stink, remember? A few weeks ago, a month ago? You Stink. How do you wear these colognes, these perfumes, these toothpastes, these underarm deodorants? You stink. What you wash your clothes with, you stink. Tide, all, Downy. These things are carcinogens. Oh, no, they're not. I'm all wrong. I'm just on some sycophantic, syncophantic rant. Then if I'm wrong, then why are the cancer rates at almost 50%? Because I'm wrong? I don't think so. I know what my nose tells me. I don't even want to go into restaurants anymore. Someone always smells. And they smell from 20 feet away. I don't smell anything. Gee, what's he talking about? He must be crazy. I don't smell a thing. Of course you don't. Because your senses are dead. They're dead. And this is what's happening. We're destroying the senses as we destroy the ecosystem. No ecosystem, no senses, all the time-honored mechanisms through God's perfect evolution to bring us to that vibrant precipice of life, that cliff. And we're destroying it. And replacing it with what? You got it. Technology. Technology. What's his name? Kurzweil? Ray Kurzweil? You know that name? Anybody know Ray Kurzweil? You should read him. Genius. Kurzweil. Listen to him talk about the future. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. You out there in Orange County. What did Newport Beach, Corona Del Mar, and Laguna look like 100 years ago? 120 years ago. We're hitting 2020. 120 years ago, it was 1900. What did that coastline look like? 120 years. What is 120 years in the course of human evolution? What has happened in 120 years? Now add another 100 years. Come on. Have the guts. Take off your blindfolds. Take a look at PCH through Corona Del Mar, through Crystal Cove, through Laguna in 100 years. Don't cop out with this revelation thing. Oh, it doesn't matter. We're not going to be here anyway. Don't cop out with that one. Just proceed on the assumption that things just keep evolving as they are, at the rate they are. And picture Corona Del Mar in 100 years. And ask yourself how that's going to affect the very foundation of what we call the human organism. What's the soul going to be doing then? That's why you got to develop a radical health practice. Listen, I wouldn't waste my time on air, money that it costs me and everything else. I wouldn't waste my time if this was not so important. But I'm lucky. I've got a special vantage point. My life is about hearing people vomit their problems. And I can tell you that over at least 10 years, way more over 20 years, it's gotten so much crazier. There's a trend here. There's a real trend. And what holistic medicine has brought to this is not good enough. That's why we got to think radically. not because you got to get healthy, but because you want more creative force. Do it for the creative force. Don't make the choice that destroys health in the name of the material plane. Build your material wealth by building your energy. This is the way you got to think about it. One theme that I'll be pursuing that I am absolutely devoted to in light of the times, with respect to the times we live in, is the utilization of the phenomenons of nature. The phenomenons of nature. What do I mean by phenomenon? I mean a rainbow. I mean a waterfall. I mean an ice pool out on a lake or a stream. I mean moments in nature that ooze, they absolutely ooze with specialized energetics. That's what I mean. I mean lightning. I mean thunder. I mean rainstorms. I mean nature is filled. Go up to Olympia. Go up to eastern southern Washington, where the Olympia State Parks are, and go out into those ecosystems. The phenomenons of nature for 2020. Pursue that with me. Build your health practice. Connect it to the phenomenons of nature. I'll see you guys next week. Have a happy new year. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.